Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be in conversation with an individual who has spent a lifetime and has made a stellar career in clinical research across a wide range of therapeutic devices, spanning both medical devices and in vitro diagnostics. Yes, please join me in shining the dazzling spotlight on Mr. Noel Keegan. Noel, thank you for joining me and for being willing to share your career story.
Thank you very much, Shay. Looking forward to us.
Mate, me too. Folks, Noel's an out-and-out expert in all things clinical research through the sheer dint of experience and adaptability. I'd be tempted to call him all things clinical data management rolled into one, and although that would be accurate, it would be woefully inadequate to describe the man's professional depth and span. His peers and clients alike refer to him as someone they would go to battle with. Noel has been calling data management his home from the times clinical data management was an entirely paper-based exercise and something that piggybacked on clinical operations to where we are today in terms of the relentless focus on electronic data capture, data privacy, AI, data integrity, all together lending to the legitimacy and reliability of a study. So let's hear it from him. Noel, what are your educational and work experience-based background that have allowed you to be so successful in your career thus far?
You flatter me too much, Jay. I really appreciate that introduction and really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you this afternoon. So I have an undergraduate degree in pharmacology. So my basis is really around the science route. And I chose to do a master's degree after starting my career in data management. And I figured it would be good to balance out the science with a little bit of business and focus on project management, figuring that, you know, the decision to go into data management happened a little bit by accident. There was an opportunity that came up. Someone from a local CRO came in, spoke about, you know, the work that clinical research involved. It was a great opportunity to be able to start on something that was new and exciting. But when I got there, I figured, do you know what? It would be great to have a little bit more experience around managing timelines, managing oversight, working on line management, you know, and balancing out the science business route together. So that allowed me to be able to, you know, dissect some of the clinical investigation plans and protocols on one side, but on the other side, to be able to be flexible and agile in our approach to be able to deliver good service for our partners.
And how very appropriate is that cartoon behind you?
So it's something on the side to be able to do a little bit of art then as well with Winnie the Pooh.
I love it. So Noel, what are the aspects of your technical roles that came to you easily by virtue of your training, your desire to excel, your innate personality? And what did you have to work at to attain, retain, and eventually master?
Yeah, I love that. So I think what I loved and the approach that I have, the personality that I bring into clinical research is to be organized, to be a little bit controlling in that sense then as well. So I think in terms of being able to deliver, you know, the approach that I've always taken is how can we be one step ahead? How can we be proactive about our data management skills? What can we do to constantly improve things? How can we get standardization within the way that we do things on one side? And yet on the other side, you know, look at things fresh, because not every project needs the same types of approaches. Some sponsor organizations may want to have a different type of approach than as well, or to have an element of more control or less control. And I think that that brings me to one of the areas that I found a bit more challenging, especially in medtech, when it's one of the areas that I love most, but I did find it challenging at the start, that how can you be different and yet the same across every single project? And what I mean by that is that how can we respect and make sure that we're the best partner for our clients on one side by doing and delivering different services where their procedures might require a little bit more hands-on or a little bit less hands-on? And how can we be that type of partner on one side and yet on the other side, deliver best-in-class advice and services for them? And that's an ongoing challenge, but something that I do love.
Amazing. I can seriously see the need for not just intelligence, right? Not just bookish intelligence, but also being able to think on your feet, adaptability, being creative all the while. Let me ask you, I'm sure you've had multitude of experience, right? Some good, some bad, more so
Absolutely.
To say that lessons learned, right? So, and I'm sure there are plenty of achievements that you know you could elaborate on, but what are some examples of achievements that you're excited about on a daily basis? You think about it and you know it really spurs you on. I'd love to hear.
I think from the perspective of working with people, because ultimately, you know, there's the delivery of the amazing creations that we're working on that we have the fortune to be able to deliver them as well on a device and diagnostic basis. And delivering those into the market, I think ultimately, you know, makes us get up in the mornings. But in terms of the day-to-day operations, every day is going to be different. Every day has its own different challenges. And for me, I think having fundamentally and internally a happy team, a team that are motivated, that are inspired to be able to deliver the best that they can on a day-to-day basis. I think having, you know, sponsor organizations not see us as a sponsor versus CRO type of scenario where we're an extension of their team, that there's good rapport, there's good collaboration that's going on a day-to-day basis, where we can have a really good conversation and say, do you know what? We love where you're going with this, but it's not the right angle. It's not the way to go. And that we have the trust and confidence to be able to have, you know, those open dialogues and to be able to be a great partner for that. I think one of the achievements that I would look back on and be proud of was the development of offshore teams in a previous life then, going over to India a number of times, and to be able to see the kind of the passion and the capabilities and the talents that everyone delivered. Everyone's got their own story about where they've come from, where they've gone to, where they're at, and how they've gotten to data management. But what I loved was that if you avoid a situation of this is the one way of doing things, you can accept an awful lot of really, really good ways to be able to deliver the right outcome.
Man, you're an absolute repository of experience, because when I hear you speak all of these sentences, I know there are chapters of experience behind each one of this, right? And I know this is a short segment, but what would your advice be to anybody starting afresh in clinical research, or for that matter, anybody who's about to launch a career afresh? What would your advice be?
Yeah, I think overall, my journey has been different to everyone else's than as well, you know, it's just in getting there. And I think data management is not necessarily the type of position where you wake up, you know, at 5 or 6 years of age and think, do you know what? I want to be a data manager when I'm older. So it's, I think, you know, everyone has their own stories and challenges of being able to get there. But I think that the best data managers that I have seen and what I've inspired myself to do would be flexible, be open-minded, because just because you have something to say doesn't mean that it's the right thing. And understanding what a sponsor wants and adhering to that also is not necessarily the best way to be doing that. So don't be afraid to use your own unique skills to better the way that a project can be delivered. And the last thing is that there's never only one journey. There's never only one way to achieve your goals. So I think if you have that element of flexibility and to be able to be adaptable in the way that you manage operations, you can achieve great things together.
Got it. Man, just having known you and having heard you speak about your experience, right? There is a lot there. 16 plus years in industry, clearly you're still loving it, right?
Willing
to share. You're willing to share what you've learned over time with others. For sure, you're relishing the changing and the challenging environment, which I think in many ways mirrors your career, your growth story, and all of this ultimately culminating in your experience and expertise. You alluded to this briefly. I think it's very easy to conceive and appreciate that you've trained and mentored many newbies in this area, right? You're never far from a joke or two. I think smartness, integrity, honesty, ability to get work done, perhaps most importantly, right, would adorn your list of qualities rather prominently, at least in my book. Noel, my friend, thank you for sharing your landing in and thriving on data management story. I think your story is as inspiring as it is compelling for any newcomer who is perhaps debating whether to stay the course in any chosen field. There's plenty to learn from. I'd encourage them to connect with you and talk with you. In the meanwhile, wishing you continued success and joy in this area. And as I personally transition into the clinical ops space, I look forward to learning from you. Thank you, Noel, for all you do every day here at RQM Plus.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks, Lush.